Good evening.
This is Dwayne Lark, Vice Chair of the Pacifica National Board, calling this meeting to order on Thursday, June 4, 2020, at 7:42 p.m. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll to establish a quorum?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
8:42.
Grace Aaron is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate. Chris Corey, KPFA listener. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Here.
Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Sorry, Jan Goodman is here.
Brina Jacobs, KPFA staff. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Hey, Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Present.
Good. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Okay. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener.
Here.
Okay. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay, it's Alex.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
Present.
Aki.
Okay.
Good. Aki Tanaka, KPFA listener.
Here.
All right. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Present.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener. And I'm going to read off the people who didn't respond. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate. Chris Corey, KPFA listener. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener. And, Mr. Chair, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 members present constituting a quorum.
I have noticed that our chair has arrived. I do want to ask the secretary to notice if the interim executive director is here and whether or not the parliamentarian is here.
And okay, Anita. Is our interim executive director, Lydia Brazone, here? I believe so. John Tatum, I believe, is here. John Tatum, parliamentarian.
Yes, I'm here. Dwayne, I sent you a message.
Okay, very good.
And since I just want to make a clarification, we did call this, I did call this meeting to order at 7:42 Central Standard Time. So you can make it the appropriate application to your time zone. Now, Mr. Chair, Alex Steinberg, I turn it over to you.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Okay. Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to have a request for information before we start.
Yes.
There's been some directors that send emails out excusing their absence. I believe Chris Corey, Tom Voorhees, Robin Collier are all the only people I've heard that requested excuse absences. So at some point, I don't know how we're going to run this meeting tonight, but I appreciate the meeting happening. Thank you.
Well, we'll run
agreement.
Every other meeting. We'll have some housekeeping business, and we just started that with the roll call. Then we'll do excused absences. Then we'll assign timekeepers, and then we'll vote on an agenda, and so on. However, we don't seem to have a draft agenda. Is there a draft agenda, Grace?
Yes, I sent it out.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
What time is it at?
About 4:30 or 4:40 Pacific time,
I see
so that
now.
Would be 7. Okay.
I do see it. Okay.
I'm going to light through this without doing
okay, well, it's time. It is time for excused absences.
Move that we excuse the absences I just mentioned, Chris Corey, Tom Voorhees, and Robin Collier.
Okay, is there a second for that?
I'll second. This is Sandra.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections?
Wait a second. Can you list those again? I'm sorry, Lawrence. Who were they?
Chris Corey, Tom Voorhees, and Robin Collier from the affiliates.
Okay. Can we add Sabrina Jacobs also requesting an excused absence?
That's right. Yeah, I forgot her.
I'll second Sabrina being absent. Thank you.
Okay. There are no objections to this, correct? Okay, let's move on then. The next item is timekeepers. Do we have anybody who wants to volunteer to be a timekeeper? Timekeeper for topics, timekeeper for people, either one.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'll keep time on the topics.
Okay, Lawrence, thank you.
Yo.
Anybody want to time the people? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll wing it on timekeeper people until we get a...
They cleaned up everything. Everybody has a problem with cleaning. No, I appreciate it.
Please mute yourself if you're not speaking. Thank you. Okay. Then let's move on to agenda approval. We have a draft agenda. It's a very short one tonight. It consists of two items, approval of minutes of the May 20th meeting and a motion introduced by Director Reyes about the George Floyd policy for Pacifica. Do we have, would somebody like to... introduce a motion to approve the draft agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Nancy here.
I think I heard Paulina first. Paulina?
Yes, I would like to move to approve the agenda.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Nancy, second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Or amendments? Okay, seeing none, we have now approved an agenda. So the first item of business is the approval of minutes of the May 28th, 2020 open session. Are there any corrections to that, to those minutes? Okay. Seeing no corrections offered at this time, those minutes are approved. again, pending, they're always pending correction at a later time. So the next item is the motion from Lawrence Reyes. The title of the motion is Statement on Policy on Murder of George Floyd and Policy in Military Repression. Director Reyes, would you like to read and motivate your motion?
Yes, Chair. I just would like to know how much time this item has. Second time.
Well, according to the draft agenda, it has 3 minutes, which I don't think is quite sufficient.
I'd like to move that we make the item 10 minutes.
Why don't we make it 15 minutes, and hopefully that'll be enough, and we won't have to extend time.
Okay.
I have a question, gentlemen. I don't think there's going to be any debate on this resolution. I think we pretty much all agree with that. So 15 minutes?
Well, I'm making an amendment. I'm going to put forward an amendment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I anticipate that you're probably correct, but some of the directors may wish to speak on the motion, whether you want to call it a debate or not. I don't know, but I'd like to give a chance for the directors to speak on the motion. So let's make it 15 minutes. And if we wind up using less time, we use less time. Dwayne,
Dwayne Lark needs to be recognized.
Yes, Dwayne.
At the appropriate time, I seek to amend the item as well.
Give it 30 minutes.
What is it you want to amend? I'm not clear.
Well, can I read the motion first, which I think would be in order, before we entertain amendments?
Yeah, amendments are not in order until the item is up for discussion. So let Mr. Reyes read his motion and motivate it, and then we can take amendments. But first we have to vote on whether we're going to make this a 15-minute item or not. First of all, what is
in practice, yeah, to make it a 15-minute item, so let's make it 30 minutes.
Let's make it 15 minutes and see, and then we can make it another 15 minutes if we need it. Can we have a motion for a 15-minute extension on this item?
I second Dwayne's motion.
Motion for extension. Ralph here.
Okay.
Dwayne's motion is for 30 minutes. I'd like to start with 15 minutes. See if we need another 15. Or is everybody convinced we need 30 minutes?
This is Lyndon. I move that we make this topic a 15-minute time period.
Okay. Do we have a second for that?
This is Heather. I'll second it.
Okay. Are there any objections to a 15-minute extension item? Okay. So let's start with a 15-minute time extension. By my mathematics, that makes it an 18-minute item because we already voted for 3 minutes on this item. So we have 18 minutes on this item, Mr. Timekeeper.
Okay, Chair. I'm going to start the time. Since I could get to my timer. Okay. I'm going to start the time right now. Should I begin, Chair?
And you may begin. Go ahead.
Thank you. So first of all, I'd like to thank the directors for agreeing to this meeting. I know that the meeting was initially going to be canceled, but I thought since we have this fluid situation that's going on, and as everyone has eyewitnessed, the murder of Mr. George Floyd, and then the response that has been put together by both, I call it a rainbow cadre of people, of all sorts of human beings across ethnic lines, internationally, and so forth. I believe that this is in the era of police reform that this happened. So I think the whole idea that police reform is the answer may be for some. I don't believe it is for me. I believe that we need complete system change, and we need to address the disparities and the institutional systemic ingrained racism that exists in our society. So I will read the motion to adopt the motion. All directors got a copy of the motion in its entirety. If you want me to read it all, I'd be more than happy to do so. I am able to read thanks to my mother. Okay, so resolved that the Pacifica National Board adopt a statement of policy regarding the racist police murder of George Floyd and the police and military repression that has been visited upon the protesting and grieving of his death, and that an edited version of this statement in a PSA format will be made available to be aired as an editorial position of the Pacifica Foundation and the Pacifica National Board on all five stations and affiliates. The Pacifica Foundation stands in solidarity with the family of George Floyd during this pivotal time in history. We stand in solidarity with the families of Amu Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and the many others who have tragically lost their lives at the hands of police officers or racist vigilantes who lack regard for human life. We stand in solidarity with all of those protesting such racist state-sanctioned murders and oppose the police and military repression that has been visited on those condemning and grieving those deaths. Pacifica is a bridge between communities devoted to highlighting and amplifying the voices of change, voices of struggle, voices that speak truth to power. In every one of our signal areas, those voices are raised in outrage and a demand for fundamental change. George Floyd attended Jack Yates High School, minutes from the station of KPFT in Houston, Texas. He was affectionately known as Big Floyd by his football teammates. Hundreds of his classmates gathered to hold a vigil and pay tribute to the man they called Gentle Giant. On May 30th, in front of Jack Yates High School, wearing the number of his crimson and gold football jersey, 88, on June 3rd, 60,000 historians attended a gathering in honor of George Floyd, addressed by Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, the Floyd family, civil rights activists, local Congress members, hip-hop artists, and a host of other speakers. The numbers speak to the import of the moment. In New York, the Bay Area, Los Angeles, tens of thousands have taken to the streets day after night, night after night, despite the use of law enforcement and the National Guard to criminalize and suppress protests. In D.C., the White House unleashed tear gas on peaceful protesters and ordered a military helicopter to buzz marchers. All this takes place in the context of an ongoing pandemic that is disproportionately taking the lives of Black, Latinx, and indigenous people. The U.S. has a long history of institutional racism, which must be done away with once and for all. The racism has been a barrier to social justice, quality education, economic opportunities for the African-American community. In particular, and for other communities of color, it is the principal obstacle to social progress for all. As reported recently in the New York Times, mass incarceration has turned imprisonment into a dominant feature of modern life for Black Americans. Large numbers of Black men are missing from their communities, unable to marry, care for children, and see their aging parents. Many others suffer from the permanent damage struggling to find work after they leave prison. Dr. Maya Angelou said, life is not measured by the number of breaths you take, but by the moments that take your breath away. Today, Pacifica stands in solidarity with the world, demanding justice for George Floyd and all the victims and survivors of state-sponsored violence. We join the rallying cry of the multitudes of people in this country and from around the world who are saying to the U.S., enough is enough. We support the call to defund the police and end their militarization. We call on law enforcement to stop attacks against protesters and against print, broadcast, and social media reporters and journalists covering the protests. We support the call to the system of mass incarceration and to release the prisoners, particularly aged and vulnerable ones, from these dungeons before COVID-19 imposes the death sentence upon them. We believe the U.S. military machine must stand down, not only from confronting people in this country, but from interventions, occupations, sanctions against people all around the world. No one knows what tomorrow holds. However, one bedrock of our foundation is absolute. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all are created equal, that they are endowed with the Creator with certain inalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In this hour of great peril to our democracy and our survival as individuals and as a free society, Pacifica stands with all those struggling for equality, justice, and peace. And then it goes into what the PSA is going to be. So I'd like to dispense with that reading, Chair, and I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Reyes. Okay, the floor is open. Who would like to be on the stack?
Ron's on the stack.
Chair, point of information from Paulina.
Okay, I heard Ron. Grace.
Paulina with a point of information.
What is your point of information?
Does this motion need a second, or is it because it's proposed by two directors it doesn't? Because I would like to second if need be.
It has a second already.
Okay, good. I'd like to be on the stack as well.
Nancy with a request for information.
Hold on, let me check with the secretary. I'm not, now that I think about it, I'm not sure about that. Grace, did that motion have a second?
I believe so, but I don't recall who seconded it. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's, just to make sure, can we have a second for the motion?
Paulina, offered to second it.
Okay, Paulina did second it. I thought I remembered somebody did. Okay. Okay, so we have on the stack Ron, Grace, anybody else?
Nancy with a question.
Paulina would like to be on the stack.
What is your question?
Eileen would like to be on the stack.
Did we finish approval of agenda yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, I didn't hear that.
Chair, okay. This is Paulina. Did you hear me wanting to be on the stack?
Yeah, Eileen, I'm going to put myself.
And me too,
on.
Alex.
Chair, I have a
did you hear me
yet, Paulina? Quick, a question.
Excuse me, can I just make sure I got on the stack?
Yeah,
after Paulina.
Following people.
You got me.
Okay. On Grace, Paulina, Eileen, and myself.
Chair, question to you.
Yes. What is
Lawrence?
The question?
My question is, I'd like to reserve the right to close the discussion on my motion, on our motion.
Wait a minute.
Isn't that rather unparliamentary, my friend?
Well, the chair answer, Ron, please. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's in order according to Robert's rules. I'll be glad to. So just sort of calling you without a motion, but let me ask John Tatum, our parliamentarian, if that's allowed. John?
There are a couple of things we have going in here, Mr. Chair. One is that
Lawrence, in order to make that motion, it's an okay motion, but he would have had to be recognized twice in a row. And that is what Roberts forbids, for people to have to speak on a motion twice in a row before others have had a chance to speak for their first time. The second issue is that the stack has already been established, so the chair could rule that as dilatory.
Yeah. So let's just wait on that, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, John.
You'll get your chance to address the motion again. Okay. Let's begin with the stack. Ron, your turn.
Okay. Is that a manifesto or a statement? The reason I say this is because there's a lot of stuff in that statement that, quite frankly, is redundant. I would recommend editing that, because we're talking about airing something on air. You want this statement to be aired on the airwaves. And, you know, I just think I think it needs to be prepared for that. I think you know, that statement needs to consider that, you know, when putting it together. Like I said, there's a lot of information in that statement about a lot of different things. So are we trying to show support for Floyd, and the issues? Or, you know, are we just beating our chest? Okay? So I'm just suggesting that the statement go back to the drawing board and edit it. Because once again, this represents all the entire board. And it's not that I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that's in that statement. It's just that a lot of it's redundant, and we don't have to repeat that, some of that stuff, over and over again in the same statement. So I'm just talking about tightening it up for clarity, and because once again we're talking about broadcasting this on the air. That's my comment.
Okay, just for information, Ron, the motion does say that an edited version of this motion will be made into a PSA. However, it does not specify what that edited version would look like. Okay.
Well, then that begs the question. You know, I mean, the PSA is going to be based on the statement.
This Lyndon, I'd like a point of information.
Okay, Lyndon, what is it?
When Lawrence sent that out, I thought there was a truncated part of that under PSA. That's the way I took it.
Chair, if you need me to answer, I'm more than happy to answer.
Yes, Lawrence, could you clarify whether...
Yes, Director Lyndon Lundy is correct. There is a PSA that's... going to be produced, and Paulina will speak on that once she's recognized. But I agree that with Ron that this is a statement and not a manifesto. This is stuff that's really happening in real life.
Okay, so the part under PSA is the wording you want for the PSA? Is that?
I'll let Paulina speak to that because she's the one that's going to, with others, is going to produce and edit the statement. Chair, we need to spend time. So I'll if you want to recognize Paulina out of turn, she's the one that could speak to that. But there is a PSA that's going to be produced.
Okay. Let's just move on with
version of the statement.
We need to extend time before we do anything else. Do we have a motion to extend for another 15 minutes?
This is Heather. I'm going to extend another 15 minutes. Oh, sorry, so moved. I second.
We have a motion to extend for 15 minutes, and we had a second from who?
Heather.
No, you made the motion. Who made the
okay,
second?
Okay, so somebody. Okay, so I'll make the motion. Yes.
Eileen made the motion.
All right.
You made the motion? Okay, could you please
we both did, but I'll second yours, okay?
Please announce your name if you make motions like that, because I can't always tell who's making a second. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Let me know when it's our time.
Are there any objections to extending for another 15 minutes? Okay, seeing no objections, we have another 15 minutes. And the next person on the stack is Grace.
I'm has started, Chair.
Grace?
Okay. Okay, I sent everyone a amendment to this. And, the action items toward the end of the motion, I substituted the sentence. I substituted wording for two sentences. The first sentence originally was, "We support the call to defund the police and end their militarization." I would like to change that to, "We support the call to reduce police funding and end the militarization of police." The second amendment would be to substitute the following sentence with a sentence that I'll read after I read the original sentence, which is, "We support the call to end the system of mass incarceration and to release prisoners, particularly aged and vulnerable ones, from these dungeons before COVID imposes a death sentence." My substitute would be, "We support the call to phase out the current system of mass incarceration in favor of rehabilitative rather than punitive systems, and to release nonviolent prisoners, particularly aged and vulnerable ones, from these dungeons before COVID imposes a death sentence." And in the email, I struck out the original sentences and below them put my changes or whatever, substitutions in green.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized on the amendment.
Hold on. There has to be a second first.
I'd like to second the first one. I have opposition to the second one.
Lawrence, I did not recognize you. Please.
Sorry, Chair.
I need a second for the amendment before we can discuss it.
Chair, can I be recognized for the purposes of second?
Yes, you may. You're seconding the amendment?
I'm seconding the First Amendment, not the second one.
You can't do that.
It's one amendment at a time. She's submitting two amendments at one time.
Well, let me quiet. Are you making two amendments, or is this one amendment, Grace? This is one amendment, I think.
Well, I
one
send
amendment.
It out as one amendment. It doesn't
one
matter.
Amendment that has two different sentences one change. You can call for a division of the motion if it gets on the floor, but we need to get a second before it gets on the floor. Do we have a second for this amendment?
I'll second it. This is Eileen.
Okay. The amendment's on the floor. Grace, do you want to motivate it?
Chair, can I submit an amendment to the second amendment?
I'm asking Grace to motivate her amendment first.
Okay.
Okay. I like to put forward solutions that are implementable rather than solutions that are so extreme that they wouldn't be taken seriously. I think my amendments, though they are, you might say, less emotionally satisfying, I think that they are implementable and more realistic.
Chair, can I be recognized to submit an amendment?
You want to All submit right. an amendment? The amendment? All
yes.
Right. All right.
Okay, so in the Second Amendment, it says we support the call to phase out the current system of mass incarceration in favor of rehabilitative rather than punitive systems, and to release all violent prisoners, particularly aged and vulnerable ones, from these dungeons before COVID imposes a death sentence. I'd like to insert where it says to release, that it also include political prisoners who have raised their fists against the repressive state. So that's my amendment, to insert to release political prisoners of the United States, such as Mumia Abu-Jamal, who's a contributor to Pacifica, such as Jamil Alamin, who's also a well-known prisoner. And those are the aged ones. These are, not to mention Fitzgerald, who has been in prison for 50 years, Leonard Peltier, who has been in prison for over 40 years.
Lawrence,
so
me,
I would like
me,
to insert
Lawrence,
that language
me,
after release.
Lawrence, I would like to stop you right there. I understand your motivation, but if we go down this road, we'll be sitting here all night when everybody will be able to insert their, shall we say, their favorite political ideas into this manifesto. We'll be here all night, seriously.
I'm just making that as an example. I like to insert after release political prisoners and nonviolent prisoners.
Yeah,
and that's my amendment, and I hope it gets seconded.
Okay, that's fine, but let's just stick to, I'm just trying to give a guideline for this discussion. Let's just stick to general topics and general principles instead of throwing in all sorts of details.
Well, I'm trying to amend the amendment, Chair. I think I have a right as a board member to do that. You may disagree, and you may have an interpretation, but I believe if my amendment is seconded, I believe the parliamentarian would agree that it is in order.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with your amendment. I'm trying to guide the discussion so that we're not here all night. That's all I'm doing. Okay, do we have a second to Lawrence's amendment?
This is Heather.
Mr. Chair, a point of order. Can we find out exactly what the addition is and where it would be placed?
Can you reread your amendment, Lawrence?
Yes. It's the second amendment that Ms. Aaron submitted. I want to insert where it says punitive systems and to release, I want to insert political prisoners, comma, nonviolent prisoners, particularly aged and vulnerable ones from these dungeons before COVID imposes a death sentence. What I'm saying is I support the amendment. I just want to insert political prisoners.
Okay. Can I work on a little wording here as the secretary? How about to release political and nonviolent prisoners, comma, particularly aged and vulnerable ones from these dungeons before COVID imposes a death sentence?
That's fine with me, Chair.
Okay. How's that?
Okay. Thank you, Grace. That's fine.
Okay. So we have an amendment to Grace's amendment. We did get a second on that, right?
Well, this is Heather. I seconded it.
Okay.
Paulina withdraws her second.
Would like to be on.
I think there's a problem with the wording.
Yeah. Paulina, I did not recognize you. Who would like to be on?
Ralph would like to be on stack.
Okay, Ralph, you want to speak to this
amendment?
Yeah. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yes, I would. Understands a living thing, plant or animal, practices self-defense. And as Malcolm X has taught us, self-defense is not a crime. It's just intelligence. Do not separate those who work to give us space that we now enjoy to operate in, practicing self-defense. Violently should not be eliminated from any positive or helpful solution. Do not say that because it condemns them to death by your saying it. Thanks for the time.
Okay, Ralph, I think you're, what you want to do is amend this amendment to the amendment, and we can't do that according to Robert's rules.
No, I'm waiting for somebody to withdraw the self-defense. I'm waiting for somebody to withdraw that nonviolence thing.
We can do that once once this discussion is over. We can't do another amendment at this point. We're out of the stack that's allowed to. You can only have two amendments at a time on the floor.
Sure.
At one
well,
time.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark needs to be recognized.
Once we dispose of that, we can do that. Can I ask John Tatum to comment on that?
Mr. Chair, do you hear me?
Mr. Chair, that
yes,
is correct. You are correct. There is a main motion. There is an amendment to substitute two sentences in the main motion. And then Mr. Reyes has made an insertion on one of the substituted sentences, which has been seconded. It's in a discussion, and you're absolutely right. There cannot be any more amendments. At this point, the board needs to vote the what is called the secondary amendment. They need to vote on that one now. They can discuss, but they can't add any more amendments.
Yeah. Okay. So that was my point. So okay. I think I heard Eileen wanted to be on the stack for this amendment to the amendment. Is that correct?
No, you can take me off the stack. Thank you.
Who else
Dwayne
wants
to?
Dwayne?
My point, my request for information was, before we went to amendment, I respectfully requested and indicated, put the body on notice, that I had an amendment. So as I understand now, this option and rights have been expended, depleted.
Temporarily.
Is that?
This is John Tatum, temporarily.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay. Nobody wants to be on stack? Okay, then we'll go to a vote. The vote is on Lawrence's amendment to Grace's amendment. Madam Secretary, can you read that change one more time?
Yes. The says we support the call to phase out the current system of mass incarceration in favor of rehabilitative rather than punitive systems, and to release. And this is the addition, two words, political and sentence, and then the rest of the sentence is nonviolent prisoners, particularly aged and vulnerable ones from these dungeons before COVID, imposes a death sentence.
Okay. Does everybody understand that amendment then? Are there any objections to this amendment to the amendment? Okay, seeing no objections, then that replaces the original amendment. So now we go back to discussing the original amendment. Does anybody want to be on the stack to continue the discussion on the original amendment from Grace?
Chair, timekeeper, we
yes.
have a minute and 30 seconds left on this item.
Okay. How about a motion to extend for another 15 minutes? Anybody want to make that?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to.
30 minutes.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I move to extend for 15 minutes.
Okay.
I second, Dwayne. Chair. This is Lawrence.
Dwayne moves to extend for 15 minutes. It's been seconded. Are there any objections? Okay, so that add an hour, not an hour, add 15 minutes to whatever time we had left. Lawrence?
Two, Jeff.
Okay. One more time, is there any discussion on Grace's amendment as it was amended? Okay. Say no.
Ralph
no.
Here.
Discussion.
Ralph?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. You know, I thought, I understand. Discussion. I went to jail for 3 accounts of assault on police, but it was self-defense. You folks would have left me in there, as well as Jaleel Montakim, you name him, you name Leonard Peltier, both in the death camps for self-defense, and you say, oh, we're going to exclude them, but we're going to use their names. Please think of what you're saying. That's my discussion on the motion. Leave out the nonviolent nonsense.
I think your amendment is you want to leave out the word nonviolent in the amendment. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Do we have a second to that amendment?
Paulina seconds.
Okay. So we have a final amendment.
Wait a second.
Hold on. I did not recognize that.
Excuse me, Chair, may I be recognized?
I'll take a stack right now. Eileen, you may be on the stack. Anybody else?
Lawrence to the stack.
Eileen, Lawrence. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I feel like I need to see the amended motion now with that last amendment offered by Ralph. It's not that I don't agree with Ralph. I just
that's
you know,
a request for information.
Well, does somebody have that paragraph at least?
Let me ask Grace to read that. Grace, it's basically the same thing as the amendment we just voted on, except for one word.
The paragraph would read, we support the call to phase out the current system of mass incarceration in favor of rehabilitative rather than punitive systems and to release, Lawrence added, political and then the my original motion said, nonviolent prisoners, particularly aged and vulnerable ones, from these dungeons before COVID imposes a death sentence.
Well, The amendment is to remove the word nonviolent. We're not going to differentiate between so-called violent and nonviolent prisoners. That's the intent of this amendment, I believe. Okay.
I would like to be on the stack then. Thank you.
You've already had your turn, Eileen. Sorry.
Well, I just asked for information. You told me that what I did was a request for information, not a.
You did, but you asked me back.
Well, then put me on the queue later. Thank you. Can you stop coughing? Whoever that is, attorney. Thank you.
Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. So I have a similar experience with Ralph. If we were to meet in person, I could demonstrate to you the amount of scars that I have in my head and the kind of damage that was done to my body when I was a much younger person, as a direct result of violence that was perpetrated on me because of who I was, because I was a Puerto Rican in New York. So I understand Grace's intent, and it's a well-intended intent, but I also agree with Ralph that we shouldn't differentiate those people who engage in self-defense and are called violent, and those people, such as the police, that engage in violence when they're doing their jobs. Thank you.
Ron. Okay.
Ron? I just wanted to say I support Ralph's motion.
Point of order. Oh, sorry. Never mind. Go ahead. Well, I just think you let Lawrence talk an awful lot, and you cut me off, for example. But it's Ron's turn.
Okay.
It's Ron's turn now.
That, I'm sorry, Eileen. You were the one who was out of order when you asked to be put on the stack when you wanted to make an inquiry. So I'll put you back on the stack, but only after other people have spoken. Ron?
Thank you, Alex.
Just once again, just wanted to say I support Rob's motion. I think the nonviolent language, because who determines whether these guys are violent or not? You know, all those points are extremely valid, so I support the motion. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, Dan Goodman. Dan Goodman.
Grace for the stack.
Dan. Grace. And let's end it there. I'll put Eileen back on one more time. Unless somebody else is going to speak to this issue.
Spoken. So I would like to deal with my amendment.
I don't know what your amendment is. I have an amendment too. Nobody gets preference. When you get the floor, you can introduce an amendment. Jan, go ahead.
That's why I'm requesting to speak before anybody gets a second chance.
Yeah, but you can't request to speak because we're now speaking on this amendment. When we go back to a more general discussion about the motion, then you can request to make an amendment. Jan?
I thought it was very unfair that you would not let Eileen actually speak on the topic. I would like to cede my time to Eileen.
Thank you, Jan. I think that you're saying no.
Eileen, you will speak.
May we appeal to the parliamentarian?
You will speak after Grace.
I would like to challenge
Mr. Parliamentarian.
I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair. I think it's very unfair.
Really waste the board.
I don't even know why.
I have a point of order, Chair. This is Lawrence.
What is your point of order?
I believe that Director Goodman is well within our rights to yield the floor to Eileen, and I think it'll be a fair assessment by you to allow that to happen. Thank you, Chair.
Well, I'm ruling that it's not fair because it's just a way of allowing a speaker to speak a second time before other people have spoken for the first time, okay?
I challenge that as well.
Okay, I would like to ask Mr. Tatum's opinion on this matter.
Good evening again. You know, it's a very difficult thing to control how many times a person speaks on each motion, each primary amendment, and each secondary amendment. And the rules are, as the chair has stated, each person is allowed to speak one time on each secondary amendment, each primary amendment, and each main motion, but they cannot speak a second time on either one of those until everyone has had a chance to speak their first time. And that is the job of the chair. And I, you know, I can admit that that's hard to keep up with because people keep coming in and out. So what the chair does in those circumstances, he tries to be as fair as possible. And the best way to do that is if he has heard somebody more often than another person, then he should call on the person that he hasn't heard as often. That's what he should do. And so,
Nancy, with the question.
So you as a board can help him do that by saying, well, I've already spoken, so I'm going to step back and let somebody else speak who has not spoken in a very long time. You can help. The board can help them with that. If you've spoken a lot, then you should step back.
Nancy, with a question for the parliamentarian.
Go ahead. The, Does it relate to this particular issue, Nancy?
Yes, it does.
Okay, what is your question?
So does a request for information count as someone's turn speaking on a motion?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, but the thing is when a person asks for recognition, it does count as recognition. So it's a two-way street there. They are asking for recognition, so it goes into the chair's mind that that person has spoken recently, even if it was a request for information, and then later on they want to speak again on the main motion, and there are other people who are waiting out there who haven't spoken at all or haven't spoken their first time, they would take priority.
All right. I would like to ask the board if we can just move on and not get caught up in all kinds of parliamentary rigmarole. I'd like to just have a debate where people can express their opinion and then take a vote. And Eileen will certainly get her turn. I just wanted other people who had not spoken yet speak first. And according to the stack I have, Grace is next on the stack.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to read the definition of violent. Definition is using or involving physical force intended to hurt, damage, or kill someone or something. Self-defense does not fall under the term violent. It is by nature an effort to defend oneself, not to hurt, damage, or kill someone or something. Therefore, self-defense is incorporated in the word nonviolent. Also, although, of course, maybe the majority of people who are incarcerated for in quotes, violent offenses may be innocent, there are certainly people in prison or in jail who have committed violent offenses. And I don't think it's in the interest of the public to release people such as Jeffrey Dahmer or other serial killers or rapists or murderers who actually committed unprovoked crimes of malicious intent. So I think that nonviolent, the term nonviolent incorporates the concept of self-defense as being nonviolent, even if force is used.
Okay.
Ralph for the stack.
Ralph. Okay, Ralph.
Yes.
Wait, you spoke.
I could
spoke
agree
already.
With that.
Hold on, Ralph.
I did speak. I'd
yeah,
like
okay.
to be on the stack again.
I'll put you back on the stack, but then you'll be on the list of people who have spoken more than once. So Eileen is the first one.
To rebut that position.
Okay. Eileen, go ahead.
Actually, Grace just pretty much said what I was planning to get at, so I appreciate that, and she said it better than I would have. I'm sorry to hear that Ralph wants to repudiate that. I think it's a very reasonable and position to take and doesn't exclude anybody that I think we're concerned about. Thank you. That's it.
Chair, we have 2 minutes left on this item.
Okay. I think we're going to have to extend another 15 minutes because there's still other amendments that people want to introduce. Can we have somebody make a motion?
I can be very brief.
I know, but you're not the only one who has an amendment.
Motion to extend 5 more minutes.
Let's make it 15 minutes. Can we have
So moved.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it, Heather.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, Ralph, go ahead.
We could substitute the word political prisoners
and that would end this whole question of violence versus nonviolence. Because I was a political prison. I meant to knock those cops' heads off because they drew their weapons on me. I wanted to hurt them, and I did, but it was in self-defense. And I was a political prisoner, and I served time and lost every license. I cannot work anymore. As a teacher, I had nothing to do with funding by the state. Very limited. Understand that. And so, political prisoners instead of nonviolent, including freedom of our political prisoners, those who fought so that the police would no longer feel comfortable walking in the black community and killing people. That was the Black Liberation Army. And you mentioned Monte Keim. That was the eradication of a police officer who should be out. You mentioned Leonard helped him in defense of the indigenous people who lost their whole country. Don't get me started, please. Understand that. These people are political prisoners. Insert that word, exception of political prisoners, and I'll be very happy.
Hold on. Ralph, the political prisoners is already in the motion. I think what we're debating is whether to...
Okay, if it's an exception. We want... Okay, read the motion.
Grace, can you read the motion that stands right now? Grace?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes. We support the call to phase out the current system of mass incarceration in favor of rehabilitative rather than punitive systems and to release political and nonviolent prisoners, particularly aged and vulnerable ones, from these dungeons before COVID imposes a death sentence.
So let me ask you, Ralph, do you want to substitute?
My bad. Thank you.
You want to just make it political prisoners, get rid of, and nonviolent. Is that correct?
No. He's saying my bad. He didn't think the political prisoners was in there. Okay?
He
would, if he could, he would withdraw.
No, I wanted political prisoners in there.
Yes, I know that, but you didn't realize that it was in.
Oh.
Lawrence added political already.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me.
Okay, well,
I didn't understand that you had mentioned political prisoners.
So,
I take it all back. Thank you.
So in other words, you want to withdraw your entire amendment. Is that correct?
No, I didn't make an amendment. I just said we have to have mention or understand that political prisoners have to be freed also. We're asking for their freedom plus nonviolent.
Well,
did I understand? And then read it back.
Okay. Madam Secretary,
she read that. I understand it.
Let me ask the secretary. I'm getting a little lost here as to where we are. I thought we were debating an amendment you made to remove the word nonviolent. Madam Secretary, can you confirm that?
Yes, that's correct. However, Ralph is explaining that he misunderstood the wording of the amendment.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, the amendment is on the floor, so we can just vote it down. Then the original wording remains.
Okay. Maybe you want to ask if there's anyone who would would disagree with voting it down.
Well, I don't.
Could you read
know.
The amendment before the vote?
All right. Let's just go to a vote on the amendment. And I think Ralph's intention would at this point would be to vote it down. So, read it one more time.
Please read the amendment.
Grace, please.
Ralph, the amendment that you put forward would remove the word nonviolent.
Okay. So let's just...
Can Ralph withdraw the amendment?
Was Ralph's motion
seconded? Somebody read the amendment. Political
was Ralph's motion, seconded?
Yes. Can Ralph's motion be...
Can the body agree to allow...
Not be amended
allow
because
Ralph.
Of a secondary amendment to a primary amendment. But I can ask if the body will agree, if there's any objection to rejecting this amendment. Let's put it that way. It's kind of the opposite of what I usually ask, if there's any objection to approving a motion. Is there any objection to disapproving this motion? And just to save time on a vote. Is there any objection? Okay, then that's withdrawn, and we're back to discussing the amendments. And let's bring this to a vote, and then we can consider further amendments that may not be related to this particular amendment. Because I know some of you, including myself, would like to have other amendments discussed. Are there any objections to Grace's amendment as a... Okay, seeing no further, no objections, and that amendment has passed, and we are now back to discussing the main motion, and I know Dwayne has been dying to get on the stack, so Dwayne, I'll put you on the stack. Who else would like to be on the stack? I definitely want to be on the stack, so I'll put myself on the stack. Who else? Okay, Dwayne, go ahead. Hello? Dwayne, are you there? Dwayne?
I was muted. I'm asking that an amendment reflecting paragraph gets us straight. I believe it's paragraph 7, counting paragraphs in the resolution. I would like to substitute the line of to defund police and replace it with, we support the end of the militarization of our police.
Okay. Do we have a second for that amendment?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to second the amendment.
You'd like to second the amendment? Okay. Is there any discussion?
This is Grace. I have a point of order.
What is your point of order, Grace?
Wayne is amending something that's already been amended.
That's okay.
The original wording, no, he's seeming to amend the original wording, which no longer exists. The word defund no longer exists in this motion. It was replaced with the words, we support the call to reduce police funding and end the militarization of police.
Oh, good. That's a valid point. Wayne?
The new entrance to this building is
allowed. Yeah, so your amendment is not applicable because what you're trying to amend is not there anymore.
That's fine. I understand.
Okay.
Was the first part of... I'm sorry.
Okay, then let me let me introduce my amendment. Let me bring up the whole thing first. Okay, I have an ideological philosophical difference with this motion. And the difference is this. The motion implies that racism is the fundamental problem in the United States. And on one level, I agree with that. On another level, I think you have to look at another dimension, and that is that racism is the form, or one of the forms, that the system of oppression we live under, known as capitalism, takes in order to divide and conquer the working class. So it's not as if you can end racism and end institutional racism without ending capitalism. And the way that motion is worded implies that you can. So I have a philosophical difference with this. So if you want to include my outlook in this, I would like to offer the following amendment. I would like to insert exactly where I'm not sure. Let me look again. The paragraph that says the U.S. has a long history of institutional racism, which must be broken with once and for all. Absolutely. This racism must be a barrier to social justice, et cetera, et cetera. It is the principal obstacle of social progress for all. I would like to substitute that sentence, which says it is the principal obstacle of social justice for all, with this sentence. This racism is the form that capitalism takes, is one of the forms that capitalism takes to divide and subjugate the working class. That's my amendment.
You get an A in Marxist-Leninist studies, Alex, but it doesn't work well when you're trying to make a motion.
I understand. But if you're going to have a motion in there that
belongs to the stack, Chair,
really denies everything that Uncle Carl taught us, then I'm going to have to object. I'm sorry. So I'd like to know if somebody would like to second my motion.
I'm not clear on the motion, Mr. Chair. I'm not clear what the motion states. Could you restate it?
Okay.
Is it possible to send it in writing?
I will in a minute, but let me just read it. The paragraph that begins, the U.S. has a long history of institutional racism, which must be broken with once and for all. This racism has been a barrier to social justice, quality education, and economic opportunities for the African American community in particular, and for other American for other communities of color. And then there is this sentence: it is the principal obstacle to social progress for all. I would like to strike that sentence and substitute for it this sentence: this racism is one of the forms that capitalism takes to divide and subjugate the working class. That's the motion.
This is Heather. I'm going to second the motion.
Okay. Thank you. We have a second. The floor
I'd like to
open.
Be put on the track, Chair, Mr. Barnes.
The floor is open for discussion. And,
Eileen would like to be on the stack also, please.
Lawrence, Eileen, who else? Ralph, you want to be on the stack for this one? I want to hear from you.
No, because I'm not in a classroom.
Okay.